Max Hensen of Panthers.com here with Brady Hoke, new defensive line coach for the Carolina Panthers. And Brady, you've been quite literally all over the map recently, from Michigan to Oregon to Tennessee. What made Carolina the right place for you at this time?
Well, Max, I really believe, you know, the organization itself, some of the personal relationships that I've had with Eric Washington and Coach Rivera when he was out at San Diego at the Chargers. We were at San Diego State, and he was kind enough to come over and speak to our high school clinic. I think we had about 45 guys, but it was funny when this opportunity kind of came up. I went back, and I still got my notes from his talk at that high school clinic. But, you know, we're very excited, and it's a great organization. The people that we've been able to meet, it's been absolutely something that's we're looking forward to.
And Brady, you've obviously got a ton of coaching experience. Never coached in the NFL before.
No.
Was it something you always hoped you'd be able to get a chance to do, or were you content to have gone throughout your career without coaching the NFL?
Well, you know, I have a brother, John, who coaches at Tampa Bay, and I think this is his 14th year. And every offseason, when we'd be able to get together, he would tell me, you need to go to the National Football League. And so we are excited, you know, to be able to do that. And it's something that we look forward to. And it really is something that, you know, I can't tell you how fun it's going to be.
You've spent a lot of time throughout your career coaching D linemen. It's been, you look at your resume, it's a lot of experience with that group. What do you look for specifically in a front four? What are you going to be trying to get across to your guys?
Well, number one, I think, you know, what Eric has done with this front is something that is pretty special. All you have to do is turn on the film and look at it. And I think our shared philosophy that we both have, we kind of both have had some of the same mentors, you know, up front that, number one, you're going to rush. And that's so important. But at the same time, we've got to be a group of guys who have the unselfishness to do a great job in the run game and holding points and getting your hat in the crack and all those things that we talk about. But, you know, it's neat to watch the guys. I remember playing against K.K. Short when he was at Purdue and we're at Michigan and then Starr. I have some friends in Salt Lake who I remember seeing him years ago also. So it's a group of guys. And then, you know, you got a guy like Julius Peppers who's 17 years
playing
defensive end. I think he's doing fine.
Yeah. As you mentioned, the D-line here has always, you know, been consistently productive under Eric's tutelage, one of the best units in the NFL. You mentioned it, but what are your thoughts on just inheriting that kind of talent and that standard, really, that's been set in that room?
Well, and we want to have that standard, but, you know, at the same time, you always, as a coach, you want to push guys so they can be the best, you know, and the better we are up front, and I agree, they're a daggone good front. You know, the better we are up front, the better we're going to be as a defense, the better we're going to be as a football team. And, you know, it's my job, you know, to help them grow, even though, again, you got a guy like Pep who's been in a long time, and he's first ballot Hall of Famer, I'm sure. But, you know, you want to help him, no matter what that is, to become the best that he can be.
Speaking of Peppers, I mean, we're kind of waiting on a decision from him. Are you thinking about maybe placing a call just to see if you could maybe get him to lean one way or the other?
Well, I'm going to reach out to all the guys this week, get with them just to get some familiarity. And, you know, KK was in here last week. I got to visit with him a little bit. So we're looking forward to it.
Brady, congratulations. Good to have you.
Thanks, Max.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.